Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, how you doing, everyone? It is the DC Sports Live Podcast. Michael Jenkins, my co-host Travis Thomas, and of course, the skipper, the producer, the leader of men, Gary Carter, also in the house.
Ca-caw. I mean, you're doing bird noises. I got to do something.
How's everybody doing?
How you guys?
I'm on a vacation hangover.
Welcome back, man.
Yeah,
tell us, how was Southern California?
Man, it was crazy. So, backstory, my wife is a UCLA Bruin and lived out there forever. And so all her, like, closest friends live in California. And they have yet to meet my young 15-month-old son. So we're like, all right, for the holidays in between Thanksgiving, Christmas, we'll fly out, we'll visit all your friends, it'll be great. And so I had the great idea of, I've been to Long Beach one time to visit one of her friends back when we were dating and loved it.
Oh, that, yeah.
I think subconsciously because I listened to Snoop my whole life.
I was just going to say.
I'm just like.
You were like, I got to go to the LBC.
I think so. Like in my head, weirdly, I was like, I want to see Long Beach. So I fell in love with it when I was there. So I said, we'll go visit your friends with the one exception that we get a beach house, like Airbnb.
Okay.
On the beach in Long Beach. She was like, okay, random, but cool. So we did that, and all her friends came to us, basically. And I spent the whole week on the beach.
Good for you, man.
It was amazing.
That sounds awesome.
I will never fly, however, with a baby again.
Oh, God.
Ever.
That's a long flight.
You weren't that couple, that family, the one that we've all experienced on planes before where the kid is going crazy and you just want to kill yourself. It wasn't like that, was it?
It was like that.
Oh no.
I'll say this.
Gary,
and everyone looks at you like, oh, I can't blame you.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. The people around us were great. But my wife put it in perspective for me because I thought it was the worst thing I've ever experienced. She was like, he could have been like that for the whole 6 hours. He wasn't.
Okay.
He would pick. I told Gary earlier, he did whatever he wanted. Like, he dictated terms. So he may sleep for an hour. He may play for an hour and be great. Then he would just flip for like an hour. So for 6 hours, it was a roller coaster ride. And you just pass him back and forth till he stopped. It was a lot of snacks, a lot of prayer, a lot of passing back and forth.
But you weren't the one that lets the kid just run up and down the aisle, right?
No.
Because that's the worst.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Dude, the last time I was on a plane, this was actually funny. I think we were coming back from Florida or something. And we were hitting a lot of turbulence. I mean, one of those where, and I'm pretty tame. Like, it takes a lot to get me kind of nervous on a flight. But I thought, this isn't going so well. And it was one of those where we're about to land, and it was a lot of turbulence, and it was really quiet because everyone was nervous.
Right.
But kids are unfiltered, right? They just say whatever. And there was a kid right across the aisle, and he broke the tension because he's sitting next to his mom, and he's just kind of taking it in. And all of a sudden, you hear this voice go, Mom, we're coming in hot. It was so funny. I don't know where. And you just heard her go, that's right, honey. We are coming in hot. It was so funny.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
You know who's not coming in hot right now?
Say it.
The Redskins.
Yeah.
Who wants to start with this great story?
All right. Broken leg.
And
what's happening?
I've been so looking forward to Colt, I know, as a Texas guy, Jinx, to see that happen. Ugh,
you know, I
dagger.
Just feel bad for him as an athlete. This is a guy that's been in this system for, what, 4 years?
Just waiting for his shot.
So besides the fact that he's a Texas guy, and everyone will tell you who covers the Redskins, great guy.
Yes.
The coaches love him. They signed him as a backup for a reason. And he finally gets his chance. He gets a game in, what, a quarter in?
4 for 4 for 50 yards and then gets
done.
Hurt. Are you kidding
awful
me?
Awful for him. Awful.
Not just this opportunity, but it just feels like a microcosm of his pro career. because he's got chances other places. He's played okay, and he gets hurt.
You know what kills me about it when I think about his the totality of his career? Remember when he played the national championship game?
Oh, right.
And he got hit in the first quarter,
yeah.
And his arm went dead.
Oh.
Against Alabama. And he never finished that game.
That's
and
right.
The quote that always haunts me that didn't get widely reported is that he told the coaches, I knew everything that defense was doing before they were going to do it. And if you remember, Texas was marching right down the field.
Right.
He was in total control. He gets hit. His arm goes dead. Mm-hmm. They put in a true freshman. Alabama wins. Credit to Alabama. But his career, he's had a ton of success, but man, he's had some massive disappointments. Mm. And that is just the latest. That's a heartbreaker.
I hate to put the nail in his playing career's coffin. However, I will say this.
I think we're about to say the exact same thing.
He's going
to
make one hell of a coach.
I was thinking
he's
going to
be amazing because those are the guys.
Yep.
And he's got the right attitude.
Yep.
He's coachable.
He's likable.
He's a student of the game. He's likable.
He goes down to Texas and becomes a high school coach. If he knows, he'd be a legend now.
You know what?
He's already a legend, right?
Yes.
You tell me if that's the right move, because I actually think if I'm him when I'm done, I go be an assistant at Texas.
Sure. Well, he can do one of two things. He can coach anywhere, or he can take the Vince Young route or the Earl Campbell route, which is you just go back down to Austin and they just pay you a salary to hang around.
Right.
Which I get it.
Is he going to do that?
I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's him. He needs to be a part of the game.
Yes.
I mean, Earl was Earl, right? He played the game. He couldn't walk when he was done.
Right.
Vince he's got his steakhouse. He's still Vince Young. But I don't think that's in Colt's DNA.
I would just go to Texas and say, put me on the staff, wherever. And then just pay dues and then go somewhere else.
So what are the Redskins going to do?
Well, they got Mark Sanchez now for... four games now. Yeah.
Although I do need to say, I like Mark Sanchez.
Yes.
I've given him such a hard time.
He won the press conference on Wednesday,
he
man.
Did.
He was great.
He is eminently likable and seems like
he
a
won
really
the press conference.
He did.
He seems like a really good guy. But as a quarterback, I mean, this team is in it's over. The season is over.
He won the press conference, is what we're hanging on to now.
Yes.
Well, the Redskins won the offseason.
Did they?
No.
Not this year.
For a while they have not.
For a while they haven't. Now, you have a very winnable game, though, this week against the Giants. And then after that, I guess you just see what happens. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle. I'm not saying it's the same as when Jason Campbell got hurt and they turned to Todd Collins because everyone was like, oh, my God, Todd Collins.
Is that a drink? I've not heard in a long time.
Is Todd Collins
it's a
Tom
drink? Collins.
Tom, Tom Collins, Collins is a drink. You're still on vacation. So you never know. But once again, this is a third-string quarterback. So it's such a tough blow. I mean.
Season's over.
It's over.
I'm going to hold out hope. I'm going to hold out hope.
For what? No. And I mean this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's easy. I'm not trying to dump on the Redskins. But honestly, you're holding out hope.
Yes.
So give me
a glimmer.
I mean, if I'm not holding out hope. Maybe I'm just an eternal pessimist. But
yep.
I don't see anything that makes me think in the slightest the Redskins can pull anything together to win this division or make a dent in the rest of the regular season. So what do you see or what are you hoping will happen?
There are, of the four games left, there are certainly three winnable games.
Okay.
The Eagles, the last game of the year could be. Titans, who are not world beaters by any stretch.
Okay.
The Jags, not world beaters by any stretch. And the Giants this week. So the schedule... Like I said, you're on a third-string quarterback. You're on, like, a ninth-string guard. You know, it's unbelievable, like, the amount of injuries that have taken their toll on this team. So, yes, it does not look great. But stranger things have happened.
It's true.
So I'll hold out hope on that, and whatever happens, happens. So.
You get USC Mark Sanchez, you got a shot.
You
get the guy we saw Monday night, you may not win another game.
But once again, though, I mean, the playbook had to be so scaled down because, once again, you couldn't give him that much practice time because Colt needed it because he hadn't practiced with the ones in so long. So now, I mean, that playbook was like this one piece of paper that I'm holding up. At least now he'll have a couple more days to get acquainted with everyone, to learn the playbook as best as he can. And so at least he'll go into it with somewhat of a, I would think, organized game.
He might have a good performance. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Mark Sanchez might have a good game and the Redskins might win one down the stretch. But from a larger perspective, on a consistent basis, is he going to be the guy? No.
Hey, can he do what Alex Smith was doing? Because let's Alex Smith wasn't lighting the world on fire, but the defense was good, and you still had Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, still has plenty left of the tank.
The defense doesn't. That's the problem.
Well, the offense has to do enough so the defense isn't worn out, because I think that's the biggest reason for that. But Adrian Peterson breaking away for a 90-yard run, would not have bet that.
Back,
so clearly he still has something left in the tank.
But. Back to your point of winnable games. Let's just take this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, look, the Giants season is over. And this isn't the Super Bowl defense of Strahan and Osi, right? Landon Collins is out for the season
right
now. So, boy, if you're going to get some momentum and stop the bleeding, this would be the week to do it. And then maybe you go into those other games feeling a little more optimistic. But I'm not convinced they win this game.
No, I'm not either. But it will be there. It'll be there for the taking. Like I said, I'm not going to say that the Giants are going to automatically. You know what Coach Jenkins told me once years ago?
What'd he say?
You can't win four in a row without winning the first one.
He did say that.
He did say that.
You know what that is? That's wisdom.
Yes.
That's coaching wisdom.
We'll see what happens.
In the same breath, I heard him say, what do you know? You went to Syracuse. He didn't even know they had football.
Hey, who are you guys playing in a bowl game, by the way?
West Virginia. So this is a...
Oh, boy.
Is that in the Alamo Bowl?
This is the Camping World Bowl down in Orlando.
I'm sorry.
Gross.
So no. That's a pretty good spot for them. There was some talk that they would be in the Pinstripe Bowl. They already played once in Yankee Stadium this year.
You going to go?
I'll see. It's
downtown Orlando.
West Virginia is going to beat their you-know-what.
I don't know, man. West Virginia can't stop anybody. Their defense is awful. I'll tell you what. I've seen a listing of all the bowl games, 1 to 104, because I think they have, 1,000 bowl games now, or 104 bowl games. I've seen a couple that say, other than obviously the two semifinals, that's going to be a top four or five game to watch.
Game to watch.
Because both those offenses can put up points, and their defenses are...
Take Syracuse the over.
Yes, whatever that over is, I can check while you guys are talking.
Take the over.
Yes, I would absolutely take the over there.
I just want to add, when it comes to the Redskins, I'm going to tie a bow on this very little that I've added to this conversation.
Okay.
But I just want to say that if I'm the Redskins, which I don't know if they have the management, the protocol in place to make this happen, already I'm planning for next year. I'm thinking about draft picks. I'm thinking about getting rid of big salaries. I'm thinking about my quarterback situation. I'm not saying a complete rebuild, but I am definitely planning for the future. This season isn't even a wash, right? You had some bad luck. That's the way it is. You can place blame in different places, but ultimately you've got a plan for the future, and it starts right now. If you have to unload some guys, if you have to trade some guys to get some draft picks, I would do it, because as much as the Redskins want to win, we want to see them make an incredible run, the odds of that happening are slim and none. So why not build towards the future?
Management possibly could be thinking that way. I guarantee you Jay Gruden is not thinking that way. Because if that's the case...
Well, Mark Sanchez is a good quarterback. Happy with him. Signed Josh Johnson today. Like what I saw out of him in Tampa. Offensive line is banged up, but it's part of it.
Was that John or Jay?
I don't know.
It's the same person.
The same person.
The same. You've never seen them both together. By the way, the over-under of that game is 75.
Take the over.
Yeah, I would.
Take the over.
I would say over, too. And it's only a 7-point spread, that's fine. That's going to be a better game. That's an old historic rival from back in when they played in the Big East together and all that. That'll be a good game. You will be highly entertained watching that game.
Michael Jenkins, your Texas Longhorns really screwed Gary and myself over from a gambling standpoint.
Me too. That should have been a cover. That was a bad beat. That was a bad beat.
Yeah.
I lost too. I thought they would cover. They should have covered. They won that game.
No.
Tied after three quarters. They should have won that game. They made some bad coaching decisions, and Oklahoma's a better team, but Texas could have won that game. And now we get the privilege of having Georgia donkey stomp us on New
Year's
Day.
Oh, you play them?
No, you were talking about
Sugar Bowl.
Are you going to go to New Orleans?
Don't, dude.
I know.
But it's New Orleans, though, man.
Yeah, but man, they're going to beat you down.
Well, Nicole, my wife, is working now, so she's going to cover, where's she going, to the Peach Bowl?
Hold up, does she take,
She's on New Year's Day, she's working.
Okay.
So that's one factor. She's going to be out of town. And plus, I love Texas, but let's be honest here. They're not on Georgia's level.
No.
And I don't want to spend all that money to go down there.
I don't think you should go, bro.
And watch Georgia just kick our teeth.
But you're not going just for that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going for beignets. You're going for some great food, some great music, awesome atmosphere.
I know. Well, you know, I'm going to Jamaica on Friday.
You are.
I'm turning 45 on Friday. God help me.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Yeah, Michael Jenkins. Here we go. 45, baby.
I haven't been on a vacation all year, so we decided let's just go. Let's celebrate there. And I thought, you know what? How about I take that money that I might spend in a losing Sugar Bowl effort and enjoy Jamaica.
That makes sense.
You know, so that's what I'm going to do.
So two college football stories, one locally and one nationally. Mike Locksley, the new head coach at Maryland.
Mm.
What do you guys think of that? He's coming home.
Good for him. I personally, you guys know, I was all about Matt Canada. I thought given his impossible hand he was dealt, he did a phenomenal job.
He did a very good job.
They were really just a better pass away from beating Ohio State and changing everything.
Yes.
And I just personally, and I'm not a Terp, but from the outside looking in, that feels like mission impossible for everyone, including Tom Cruise, whoever got that job. So why not leave Canada there for another year, maybe two, give him a two-year contract, whatever, and see what he can do. Because personally, as a parent, I don't care who it is. Locksley, hell, Nick Saban could come to my living room. I'm not sending my kid to Maryland anytime soon.
I think that changes, though, because that guy can walk into a living room in the DMV and damn near get everybody, man. He knows this area very well from his days here, from being here at Maryland, but he has ties here. He's a local guy, and I think that will make a big difference in getting some of the top recruits to stay here, because how often do we see, oh, Dwayne Haskins, he goes to Ohio State. Bunch of DeMatha kids. Oh, they go to Penn. You know what I mean? All these kids that are going away now have a guy that can keep them at home. And if they do that, this area is strong enough from a high school football standpoint that Maryland can turn that corner very quickly. There's a ton of talent
here. I go back and forth. I don't think it's an inspired choice. I think it's a safe choice. And maybe when you're Maryland and you're where Maryland is right now, that's the way to go. You have a guy who knows College Park. He's a hell of a recruiter. The kids who played for him love him.
Just won an award for best top assistant football coach in the country.
True, but also...
Well, he's at Alabama.
No, that's
Let's
fine.
Let's slow down.
That's fine, but how many other Alabama coaches recently
Just
won
saying,
that
the
award?
Guy's not Lombardi.
I tend to agree with you, Travis, and this is why I like Canada, is because his offense is different than other offenses. That offense is very difficult to prepare for because there's a lot of motion. He does a great job of mixing up his skill players and getting all those guys involved. It's not an option offense, but there's a lot of option game to these traditional sets that you might run. So he is a difficult offensive coordinator to prepare for. We saw that against Ohio State, right?
Sure.
They should have won that game. And he's already smoothed over that transition with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have seen him get a shot because of what he's done and what he's proven he can do. But I understand at the same time, Locksley has a great history here. People love him. So I understand why the powers that be decided, let's go with Mike. And he has been great at Alabama. So I guess I can see it both ways. I think I would have liked to have seen them maybe cast a wider net and maybe go for the best choice as opposed to a guy that I feel like was the safest and most obvious choice.
Well, so I think the safest would be Canada because he's already here and established. I think you're going a little bit outside the box. I mean, after all, he didn't have that much success in New Mexico. Let's be real.
Okay.
Now, that's a tough, I mean.
New Mexico's
good luck recruiting.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
And he actually got a couple of guys from this area to go down there to New Mexico.
Gee.
That's a tough, tough sell. Now that he's back home, I think that this could be, it could be a home run hire for Maryland. Like I said, I'm not a Maryland guy either. I don't have.
God, what's at that school?
What, New Mexico?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Breaking Bad.
Where is that? In Las Cruces?
I think it's in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know. I mean, that's probably one of the most difficult programs in the country at which to win. There's just nothing there. There's no history.
I mean, you're next to Texas. So maybe
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so maybe you're getting, but yeah.
Desert, right?
And
then, like, desert?
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Supposedly
really
very beautiful, but so that's locally. Nationally, Urban Meyer stepping away after the Rose Bowl.
Good.
My question for, wow. Okay. Okay, well, we'll move on. My question for you, in all seriousness, how long before he's coaching again?
I'm so over.
I know.
Urban Meyer.
I know.
You know, he said, and he was asked while he was leaving, he made it a point to mention that Ryan Day, isn't that the guy that's taking over the offensive coordinator, that he's already a better head coach than Dan Mullen and Tom Herman.
Hmm.
Think about the ego that you have to have after you stayed in place barely, after a massive public outcry,
right,
because you helped cover up domestic violence by a member of your own staff, and you have the ego to say, well, even though I'm stepping down, let me make sure to take a shot at someone else's head coaching acumen.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a head coach is more than just teaching X's and O's. It's about leading young men. It's about setting an example, being a mentor. And Urban Meyer doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to those things. So who is he? He left a dumpster fire at Florida. It gets glossed over all the time. We know what's happened at Ohio State. And this guy, even on his way out, can't help but take a shot at someone else. Now, yeah, I don't like that he took a shot at Tom Herman. I don't like him taking a shot at Dan Mullen. I don't like him taking a shot at anyone. I think he'll come back. Even when he says, I don't believe I'll coach again, he always leaves the door open.
Of course.
And they always.
Now, to be fair, they all do that. They all do that. Yeah. I think in 2 years he's at USC.
You know,
I just believe, because once again, those guys.
You may be right.
If he goes there, good Lord, they're going to be great.
I think he'll be back. I think the days of the big job are over. I think Florida, Ohio State, USC's done. I think schools now, more so than Ohio State was, because this is a pattern, I think schools will be leery of him and will opt for. We see it in coaching on both levels. The younger, more flashy guy. I think Meyer could be back, but I think it will be at a smaller school than you think. And that doesn't mean William and Mary. I just mean not USC, Texas, Florida, Ohio State. I don't think he'll be at one of the big brand names of college football.
Oh, I do.
I do too.
I think someone.
I don't think he's
like
not
a USC
back.
Or yes. Wherever.
Yes, and they'll look at his track record and be like, oh, he did this. Oh, of course.
But he wins this much.
Yes, exactly.
Think about it this way. Even now, you see Art Briles' name thrown around. From time to time, you see people start to mention it. Like even Texas, I think it was Texas Tech, one of Texas Tech supporters, before they went out and hired the guy from Utah State and mentioned that they would maybe look at Art Briles. Every now and then, you'll see someone drop his name and say, well, what about Art Briles? The fact that he would even be a consideration is something I can't fathom. And what he did is, you know, even worse. So the fact...
What's up with Baylor coaches, by the way?
I'm like, what's going on in Waco? But, you know, but someone...
And even his name came up in coaching.
Yes.
I'm blanking on the...
Dave Bliss.
Yes. His name came up.
Dave Bliss. There was a guy who murdered another... Yes. On his watch. It's amazing how people are willing to forget over time. And they'll let the dust settle. And I guarantee you, if Urban is willing to come back in 2, 3, 4 years, mm-hmm. there'll be a big job out there.
Yep.
And if someone is willing to consider him,
yep.
he can pick and choose.
Florida State might be open.
3, 4 years from now, maybe.
Less than that.
He should go away.
Yeah.
He should.
I still feel like it'll be a not Baylor exactly, but that level of a school where he ends up. I just don't think... I don't see him at an LSU or a USC. I just think it'll be a...
He's not going to go someplace where
no disrespect
where
to the wifey, but like a Colorado.
No.
You know what I mean?
He's not going back to a place where he can't win right away. And by right away, not year one, but year two and three.
Right.
He's in the conversation, so...
He's going to find the perfect situation at a preferably blue blood school.
Yes.
And someone... We'll be willing to take that hit.
Yes.
What's the easiest conference to win in right now with Blue Bloods? Pac-12?
Well.
Right? Because Big 12, they score all day.
Easiest conference to win in maybe the ACC right now.
He don't want Dabo, dog.
I'm not saying he does, but I mean, there's one school.
You don't want
Dino
Babers.
But you got one school.
You got one school.
ACC coach. Co-coach of the year, by the way.
Pac-12, though.
Pac-12, they haven't been in the conversation.
Wide open.
Maybe Pac-12.
For so maybe
Washington,
USC,
if they're, you know,
Chip Kelly's going to get UCLA back.
No, they'll be back.
So,
yeah,
I don't know. That's
right.
In 3 or 4 years, who knows what the college landscape's going to look like anyway?
It might not be.
We were
that
talking
long,
last
though.
Time on the podcast. You're saying that Texas is going to be in the Big 12 in 4 years, right?
Pac-12, right. Probably.
Pac-12. Well, Pac-12.
Let me tell you something, man. Urban Meyer, this cat, both times, and I'm not doubting that he has health problems, but the fact that this guy has stepped away with a cloud over the program, yep. each and every time, with yep. it's funny. This is a tough thing to say. I don't doubt he has health issues, yep. but I find it specious that he always has to step away, and those health issues come to fruition
mm-hmm.
at their worst when there is a dark cloud, the darkest of clouds, mm-hmm. hanging over his program. Mm. That's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. And I don't wish any ill will towards the guy. I'm sure he doesn't feel well, but he has left an enormous amount of problematic issues at best in his wake, and that's when he always steps away.
Here's one that'll really get your goat. Lincoln Riley goes to the NFL. Urban Meyer's the new coach of the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh, God bless. I don't even want to. Travis, go back to L.A.
Let's just go back to L.A.
I'm just messing with you.
What? No, you meant that. No, I can hear you.
No, I can't even, like.
No, because he started thinking about it.
I don't even want to wrap my head around that.
By the way, is there something, and obviously Stoops walked away.
Stoops has health problems.
Okay.
I mean, he had, like, heart issues.
No,
like
legit.
You're legitimate, yeah.
So, Lincoln Riley comes in and he's been great.
Yeah.
So now they could be looking for their third coach in 3 seasons?
Yeah. I mean, Lincoln Riley's going to be a hot name in the NFL.
Yeah.
In the NFL, for sure.
Absolutely. So, that's just crazy that program, that is as top tier as you can get in college football.
Could be.
Is looking for potentially another coach.
And also, he did walk into a great situation, too.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. So, I mean, I think Lincoln Riley's a hell of a head coach, and especially an offensive genius. I mean, his offensive game plans are unreal. But he also walked into a great situation.
Is Murray going to win the Heisman over Tua? It kind of feels that way to me.
Oh, really?
Right?
I was going to bring that up, but...
Well, Tua got hurt in the biggest... I mean, granted, he got hurt. I get it. But he didn't play in the Georgia game.
It's not a one-game award, though, guys. It's a whole season. And
Kyler's numbers.
I'm telling you, Kyler's going to win it.
You really think Kyler Murray's going to win it?
In fact, the odds have shifted. Kyler is the favorite.
He's got to be, because his numbers have
to be. I
don't
like it, but okay. I'm not advocating for the man but at all. I don't like Kyler Murray, but I think he's going to win. And you know what? This is the best thing I can, like, only at Alabama, and it's to take nothing away from Tua, who's awesome, and Jalen Hurts, who is great. But only at Alabama could you lose Tua, you insert another guy, and that defense stiffens up, Jalen steps up, and they win.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the backup quarterback at Oklahoma?
Don't know.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's probably a five-star guy, though. Let's
but
be real.
Nobody knows who. And you know why? Because the only way Oklahoma wins, they don't have a defense, is for Kyler to go out and score on almost every drive.
Now, to be fair, Clemson did that this year. They had Kelly Bryant, who was a star.
That's true.
And then they benched him for Trevor Lawrence, and that kid is really good.
Yeah, so, but Lawrence got hurt one game. I forget who it was.
It was against Syracuse. Thanks for
there you go.
Up.
And that kid came in and played fine, and they won the game.
Yeah, because he was a four-star recruit, because Dabo gets big-time recruits down there.
It's crazy.
So you guys really think Kyler Murray is going to
win? I think he's going to win.
I think he is. I don't have his numbers in front of me.
I hope I'm
better.
Wrong.
Okay, all right. So
I think it's better than
Tua. You think he's going to win. Who should win, then?
Haskins for me.
Really?
Oh, my God.
This goes back to the bet that he made back in September.
Two bets.
Yeah, so he bet him.
I was a Buckeyes fan this year because I bet Haskins for the Heisman. I can't even remember
Sean
what I
Springs
got
was in his ear back in July.
And I got, I got close, though. I got,
yeah, you did.
Haskins was, I think, 25-1,
those
maybe
are great odds.
50-1 or something.
Those are great odds.
And Ohio State was 12-1 because he was telling me to go Georgia instead. And both of them got close-ish.
So you say Haskins, Jinx?
Kyler.
Wow.
I mean, I would love to make a case against him, but the bottom line is there's no way that Oklahoma is where it is without Kyler. There's just no way. I mean, in that Big 12 championship game, he made some passes. That one pass where he throws the perfect pass, the tight end catches it with one hand.
One hand was unbelievable.
You can't even do anything about
it. Right.
You can't. And
it was defended well.
There's nothing you can do about that.
So, yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't help that Tua went out early. But if Kyler leaves, Oklahoma falls apart. They're losing a few games.
They said that about Baker, dude.
Yeah.
But I don't think the same can be said for Tua. And, you know, it's also a little unfair to Tua because Alabama has dominated so much. Kyler's stats across the board are better, but
Tua's stats are good too. He doesn't play the fourth quarter.
That's what I was just going to say. True. He's done this through two and three quarters. That's he sits point. Out the fourth quarter.
Who do you think?
I'm going to go Tua. It's actually interesting that we all have all three different opinions. So.
That's a great point, though. If Tua had played all four quarters of every game,
right.
Imagine his stats then.
Right.
You think these will be the finalists?
They are the finalists.
They are the finalists.
They are?
Yeah.
Damn.
See, he was on the beach.
We got cases. Yeah, I don't know.
If Tua wins, I will text both of you from Jamaica.
Please don't.
I'll text you a video. Dancing on the beach.
Okay.
With some dude that looks like Bob Marley.
Okay.
Doing whatever.
Well, that will be on DC Sports Live.
I will be celebrating.
Whenever you come back.
The last thing I want to hear is an Oklahoma Sooner winning the Heisman Trophy. But
Again.
But, you know, it could happen. I think it will.
Michael Jenkins, Rastafari.
So, Tim Shrovers gives us these great stats. You know, we've been popular in Salt Lake City.
Wait, are we not popular
Seattle.
In Salt Lake anymore?
I think the numbers have kind of come back to earth in Salt Lake.
Oh, come on, Salt Lake.
They've come back to earth a little bit in Seattle as well.
Okay,
we are big internationally, gentlemen.
What? Uh-oh, boyo.
Let me tell you how many downloads we have from let's see, I'm going to give you guys a little hint here. I'm going to
have 17 you think, from Portugal.
Not Portugal. There is a European country.
Greece.
North.
Finland.
Let's see. East.
Okay.
Sweden.
We're popular in Sweden?
Can I just say,
no.
So Travis,
any of the people listening to the podcast,
okay.
We would love to come to Sweden and do a live podcast and just really enjoy all the wonderful things your country has to offer.
And if that doesn't work, we'll just go to IKEA in College Park.
Gary, now our numbers are going to drop.
Why?
Do you think they want to be associated with IKEA? It's the biggest stereotype there is. I will say something. Let me speak for everyone here.
Yes.
It's four words, and I want to speak for Travis and also Gary. And by the way, I'm sorry about the IKEA reference. We love the Swedes. We love the Swedes. We always have, and we always will.
That's not our most popular international country.
Wait, there's another one?
Yeah,
so confused.
That's number... Asia.
Turkey.
Nope. We're going to go south and...
I don't know, Indonesia?
Close.
Really?
Close. The Philippines.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
Shoutouts.
So, also popular in...
We love the Filipinos.
Yes.
I've always said it. I sound like Donald Trump. We love... Oh, my God.
Lumpia is amazing.
That's amazing.
Also, Norway.
What?
Australia. And Brazil.
No way.
I swear to you.
We need a world tour, dude.
I swear.
You guys are awesome. We're getting the band back together. We're getting the band back together. Well, us three, we're... International tour. You know what?
Well, it starts this week in Jamaica with you, my friend.
Oh. I'm going to pass out cards in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Who are you, man? Don't worry about it. Just download the podcast.
If we see a huge jump next week.
That's incredible.
It's amazing that people, but how cool is that when you can just listen to a podcast wherever?
Let's go. I want to get our numbers up in Greece, though. I always wanted to go there.
Greece is amazing.
Really?
Yes. We went there on a honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
My favorite part of that was everyone said we went to
Santorini?
Mykonos and then Santorini.
Okay.
And everyone said, the sunsets. The sunsets in Greece. Unbelievable. And I was like,
the sunset.
I see it all the time.
Okay.
You're going to blow me away with your sunset. Is the sunrise going to be unbelievable, too? I mean, I was so skeptical, and I was so wrong.
Really?
I laughed when people said you have to see the sunset. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so we sat in a hot tub outside of our resort, right?
Dope.
It's like it's Middle Earth where it's as flat. It's like being at the center of the earth and you're watching literally the sun go from head to toe, from top to bottom, all the way. It's like you're watching it move around the earth.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
I've heard Key West is like that too.
Gary, get out of town.
I swear to God.
Did I just say Santorini and you said I heard Key West
no.
is like that?
No, okay. I've heard there's a pier in Key West and same kind of thing. The sun just kind of disappears into the water.
I saw the sunrise once at a Shell station in El Paso. Blew your mind.
Oh, man. You guys been to Landover?
What's up with Landover, man?
I don't know why. There's no reason for me to pick on Landover. I have nothing against Landover.
We have listeners in Landover.
I like Landover.
We have listeners in I
just can't believe I gave this story about an amazing sunset, Middle Earth in Santorini, Greece.
Key West.
And Gary
goes, I'm just saying Key West.
I hear Key West is like that. No, it's not, Gary.
It could be.
No, it's not.
I've heard it is.
No,
I'm
going to
find a picture.
Wrap this up,
dude,
yo.
That's like, oh, man, I went to... I went to the British Virgin Islands. It was incredible. It was white, sandy beaches and clear water everywhere.
I went to Ocean City.
I feel like, you ever been to Delaware?
Bethany
Beach? Woo, it's the same thing.
You can legally sports gamble in Delaware.
What's wrong with Key West?
Nothing's wrong with Key West.
It ain't Santorini, dog.
Have you been to Santorini?
That's where I want to go.
I'm telling you.
Where'd you like better, Mykonos or there?
I like Santorini. Mykonos is a party spot.
Santorini's more beachy, right?
Yeah, it's more chill and just beautiful. Jam. The cool thing about Mykonos was, man, if you ever want to know or see that there's just, if you want to see the bubble, that 1% of 1% bubble that you're like, I don't know who that is. We were sitting there just, overlooking the Aegean Sea, the Mediterranean, whatever it is. I'm a geographic idiot. But we were sitting there, and, it's beautiful, and, the coastline, can, as far as the eye can see, the ocean. And then you see these massive yachts come in. And there's these huge clubs where, of course, all the party people, beautiful people, a lot of money flowing. And you see these, into this cove, these huge yachts come in and just park, just sit. And just they'll be there for days. Came from God knows where. And that you can see that whoever owns that yacht, they've got someone docking it. Polishing everything, getting it ready. And I'm like, whoever that is.
Wow.
That's who I want to be when I grow up.
I'm here on my honeymoon. I'll never be here again.
Right.
I spent, maybe I will one day.
Right.
But this person just rolled in here with his or her yacht.
Just parked.
And they're parked here and they're going to be here for a while. Maybe they'll get off the yacht. Maybe they'll go clubbing. Maybe they won't. It doesn't matter because that thing's massive. And there were a few of those. And I looked at Nicole and I thought, now that is like rubbing up against the bubble. Like, I don't even know what that is like.
Right.
I can't even imagine. But Greece was awesome. It was like Key West.
I was going to say, their next stop, that was a pit stop before they get to Key West.
Like, listen, on the way to Key West, we're going to go to Greece, and then we'll go to Key West.
Did you do Athens while you were there, too, by the way?
We did not do Athens.
No. Was that too touristy, or?
Yeah, I
just see the ruins and all that seemed pretty.
Yeah, I need to be.
It was a pregame. We're going to go to Greece, but then.
Yes, we pregame in Greece, but we party.
Key West.
There goes our Key West numbers. Out the window, guys.
Yep, but Greece,
thanks,
we're going
lot.
Up, baby.
We're going up in Greece.
Oh, man, it's going to be... Listen, we're going to hit St. Kitts and Nevis, maybe St. John, and then, you know what? We'll hit Ocean City. It'll be unbelievable. On the way to the East Coast. I want everyone to know,
I speak for the everyman. I speak for the everyman. Go ahead with your little... wherever you went.
Hey, and this Santorini. Podcast is sponsored by Gary's Travel. That's www.garystravel.com.
Yes.
Let the skip get you there.
All aboard.
All aboard. Choo-choo. All right, Jinx.
All right. Is it time to wrap it up?
Have a good trip, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Some great stories when you get back.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you guys videos.
Okay.
If Tua wins. And maybe just for the hell of it.
If Haskins wins too, that's
not
hard.
If Haskins wins, that would be unbelievable. That's not going
to
happen.
If Haskins wins, I'm coming to Jamaica to join you.
I
Gary
what,
can have
if
Key
Haskins
West.
If Haskins wins, I will pay for all of us to go to Key West. How about that?
Come on. Join it. Bullets is finest. Let's go.
Hey, thanks to everyone nationally and internationally checking us out on the DC Sports Live podcast. We sincerely appreciate it. We are glad we gave you some travel tips as well. For the producer, Skip Carter, and my man, Travis Thomas, I'm Michael Jenkins. We will see you next time.
Shout outs to Key West.